Harry hesitated. What if Black did know the passage was there? Ron, however, cleared his throat significantly and pointed to a notice pasted on the inside of the sweet shop door. By order of the Ministry of Magic, customers are reminded that until further notice, Dementors will be patrolling the streets of Hogsmeade every night after sundown. This measure has been put in place for the safety of Hogsmeade residents and will be lifted upon the recapture of Sirius Black. It is therefore advisable that you complete your shopping well before nightfall. Merry Christmas.
See? Said Ron quietly. I'd like to see Black try and break into Honeydukes with Dementors swarming all over the village. Anyway, Hermione, the Honeydukes owners would hear a break-in, wouldn't they? They'd live over the shop.
Yes, but...
Hermione seemed to be struggling to find another problem.
Look, Harry still shouldn't be coming into Hogsmeade. He hasn't got a signed form. If anyone finds out, he'll be in so much trouble. And it's not nightfall yet. What if Sirius Black turns up today, now?
He'd have a job spotting Harry in this, said Ron, nodding through the mullioned windows at the thick, swirling snow.
Come on, Hermione, it's Christmas. Harry deserves a break.
Hermione bit her lip, looking extremely worried. Are you going to report me? Harry asked her, grinning.
Oh, of course not, but honestly, Harry...
"'Seen the fizzing whizbees, Harry,' said Ron, grabbing him and leading him over to their barrel.
"'And the jelly slugs and the acid pops. "'Fred gave me one of those when I was 7. "'It burnt a hole right through my tongue. "'I remember Mum walloping him with her broomstick.'
"'Ron stared broodily into the acid pop box.
"'Reckon Fred'd take a bit of cockroach cluster if I told him they were peanuts.'